March the 4th, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomaradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihu kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Education, knowledge, Tawheed, God and matter. The Quran Surah 42, Ayat 11, there is none like Allah. As Muslims, we believe, first of all, in the unity of matter. And we believe, and when we say matter, we mean the whole cosmic order, everything in existence that religious people call creation. We believe in the unity of matter, and we believe that the oneness is a reflection of the unity of God, as we call it in our religious language, Tawheed. Tawheed begins with the belief that there is but one God, and everything else is in existence because of that one God. His existence has no beginning, no end. He is eternal without beginning, without end. He is without change. He was, he is, and he will always be that. In our religion, we are taught that nothing can even begin to approach him to change him. He cannot be changed. Nothing resembles him. There is no image for him, as it says in the Quran, Lasso Methlihu Shay, translated, there is nothing at all. And Methlihu is also a common expression in the Arabic language that simply means likeness. So there is nothing at all existing like him. The Prophet left with us a sense of great importance for human beings who accept that kind of focus, that kind of way of viewing the external reality and their own reality. Man's reality, a very, very special role for man that lifts us with a sense of great importance that man in this vast universe, if he devotes himself to the service of God, satisfy what God requires of him, work for God's aim and God's purpose in the material and human world, that his freedom is unlimited, and also the tools, the resources by which he will advance himself, the society and world of man are also unlimited. God says he made useful to be of utility whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. The sun, the moon, the elements, the climate, the natural forces, everything created, he has made it to yield service to human society. Because of that belief, men of the Enlightenment expanded their vision, their intellect, and worked hard to improve the state of human society, utilized the natural sciences and the human sciences for that purpose. This is what accounts for the greatness of the early community of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, its scientific advancement, its human advancement, its great excellence. And this is what accounts for the excellence of the Western society and also, as I mentioned, the Jewish Enlightenment that came before these two. Industry before civilization by the primitive man. It is very important for us to preserve that focus on the historical development of knowledge. Industry did not begin with disenlightenment. It began before disenlightenment. In fact, industry began before there was civilization. Primitive man, notice how certain things happen in his particular environment, and he understood it. He was able to cook his food with fire. He was able to make tools and weapons out of iron. And he was able to make vessels to sail the sea and do many things and practice medicine. So this major enlightenment for man that accounts for the greatness of man and the world of man is not the beginning of science. Matter, it is the beginning of a certain defined specific way of looking at matter, the role of man in matter, and most of all, the theme of matter. Seeing the aim in matter, believing that there is a God behind it, that is what accounts for the great civilizations we call Islamic civilization, Judaic civilization, and Christian civilizations. There were others. All science, material, human spirit is pure. So we don't believe that there is some science other than that. Spiritual science of all a part of the unity of science. Muslim thought we can explain some things that are scientific matter, spiritual matters, and human matter. It doesn't mean that they are not of the pure science. We believe that all of these sciences are pure. They are not presidial sciences, not half sciences. They are all full, pure sciences, whether it's human, spiritual, or material. We believe that there is only one knowledge and one truth. Everything else is just a form, expression of it, and God is the creator of it all. So we don't have a division or split. On some side, there is a spiritual society. On the other side, the material sciences. It is in conflict. There is no conflict for the sciences with Muslims. The sciences all share a unity. Religions, interfaith, must work together. So Jesus and Muhammad will be seen together. The Quran, Surah 42, Ayah 13, all prophets had same religion. Al-Hadith, page 4, 82, and 642 W. Jesus, Muhammad from the same grave. Palms, 84, 6, Valley of Becca. So Prophet Muhammad said also, there will come a time when you will see Jesus Christ, and myself together. Prophet Muhammad said that there will come a day when the people will see the two messengers of God, Christ, Jesus, and Muhammad together. I believe that time is now. Our world is one. And for the first time, the great religions are realizing that they have to work together and benefit from the knowledge, the purity, and wisdom and courage of each other. We can't do it alone. We have to benefit from great blessings that God has bestowed upon us separately. We have to benefit by working together. We are realizing that for the first time, Mecca is supporting dialogue with Christian leaders of the world. For the first time, that has happened. So we are definitely living in a day of religion, a new day. And I believe that the world will see these two great figures together in the day and time. Muhammad and Jesus together in the last day. The Quran, Surah 42, Ayah 13, prophet had same message. The Quran, Surah 23, Ayat 51 and 2, Prophet or One Brotherhood, El Hadith, page 482 and 642 W, Jesus Muhammad from the same grave. So Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, you will see, meaning the future world, the new people to come, I and Christ Jesus together. Now, what does this mean? They are going to appear in physical form or appear visibly at the end of the world? No. That is the simple expectations, the expectations of the simple-minded. What does it really mean? It means that those people who were in opposition to Al-Islam, to the Quran and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, from Christianity, with one day not them of that time, but those Christians of the future time will come to see Muhammad, the prophet and Christ Jesus, peace be upon them, in agreement with each other. Prophets had same message. So God did not send prophets and messengers to disagree with each other. None of them disagreed with each other. If you understand their message, they all in harmony with each other. And they all were advancing the same thing, the way of God for mankind in community life. So for Muslim prophet, the Quran Surah 42, Ayah 13, prophet had same religion. So Muslim, a person who tries to live the best of their nature. Prophets all were Muslims. So what is in the Quran? And what Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, establishes above what I teach or establish. What do I teach every time I come here? Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion. Not just religion. So when we say comparative religion, we mean just what we are saying. We are comparing the religions of Al-Islam, but I mentioned sometimes other religions, even Buddhism. But we are comparing Al-Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. And that is the reverse. It did not come in that order. First, the Jews received the religion, claimed it for themselves, and claim all the prophets to be Jews. And we do not agree with that. Those prophets are not Jews. They are Muslims. Prophet Muhammad was a Muslim. Muslim means a person who tries to live the best of their nature, the excellence of human nature, and believe in a supreme power over all things. He tries to live the best of his human life or nature, believing in something above creation. Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was a Muslim before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. And if you do not know that, you need a lot of help. I will ask Imam Donnell Kareem to help you because I won't be here long enough. If he was not a Muslim, what was he? He didn't accept the worship of the Arabs. He refused to worship idols, and he lived the best of his human nature. The prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said every human being is born a Muslim, and the circumstances the child is put in makes it otherwise. So Muslims is talking about something inherent, the human excellence that everybody has. I could debate anybody who wants to debate me. I'm not talking about here anybody in the world and prove them or prove they are wrong. When they say these prophets were Jews, I can prove that. I'm right when I say they were Muslim. So mother, we are written in her womb. The Quran Surah 43, Ayat 4, mother of the book. And verily, it is in the mother of the book, in our present high, in dignity full of wisdom. Even the Quran is an expression of nature called the Word of God. God let us know that these words are in the creation. He says there are ayats in you, ayats in the heavens, ayats all between the heavens and earth, ayats in the earth, ayats in the human, yourself, ayat, verses, ayats, plural, from the word. And then he refers to the mother of the book, says it is in the mother of the book, the nature, that he created the mother of the book. So just like we are expressing out of our mothers, born in our mothers, nothing written, what I mean, no human design. But in our mother, there's formed the human design, and we are written in our mother's, philosophically speaking. Then she produces, which she had, her computer. It comes out a finished product. Revelation and creation, man inspired to bring it up. The Quran, Surah 30, Ayat 30, don't make changes on the nature made by God. So it is the same way for revelation. Revelation is God's creation. In man and in everything, God has the power to inspire man and bring out. So there's a lot of that statement in the Quran. Deen of Fitrul Talahi, Lati Fatirin Nasiha Aleha. It is the religion of origin. Fitra simply means origin. So Ruku says, glory to my Lord, the mighty, not the great. The Quran Surah 43, Ayat 13. Allah subjected creation to man's use. So this is expression in El Islam. It is a prayer. Subhanallahi shakira lani haddaha wa minkum na lahu mukarin. Subhanallahu shakira lani haddaha wa minkum na lahu mukarin. Translated. Glory is to God who brought this into our use, and we could not have achieved this by ourselves. And when we raise from the sajda position in prayer, don't we say Allahu Akbar? And when we are in ruku, we say Subhana Rabbil Ba'il, Subhana Rabbil Athim, translated, glory to my Lord the Mighty. Why is the word mighty used? Someone has translated recently not as the mighty. They say by mistake they translated into English as glory be to my Lord the Great. The term for great is Akbar. El Athim is mighty. So why use the term mighty and not the great? Because man has been trained by man who took him away from worship of God to bow to them, because they are mighty, mighty men, mighty kings, with mighty armies, mighty emperors. So God is telling man, no, they are not mighty. Your God is mighty. So when you place your head on your knees, where the biggest muscle and your body is connected right behind the knee, going up toward the head. The thigh muscle is the biggest muscle in your body to help you stand up. And when you run, ride, bicycle, but when you become gymnast, it gets real big. In scripture it says, it shall be written upon his thigh, the trustworthy, the truthful, who is fulfillment of that, Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. So if you have a problem with that, you are going to really have a problem before I finish. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayat 14, To our Lord we must return. Return is monkalibon, equals return. The word heart, or kubon, it is it. We are fated to go to God. And what is carrying us there? It is the heart. Because of wrong attitudes, your heart will influence you to miss the right way. Whatever we do, we can't have a human response before it first registers on the heart. So man's first response is spiritual. The wise say intelligent response is first, a matter of the heart and the soul. So heart represents consciousness, soul represents nature. First, the heart is involved, and later the brain is involved, secondarily. So when we say heart, we mean spiritual concerns, no matter how quick the response is. So the Quran, Surah 43, Ayat 19, question what God revealed but not self. Hadith, see self, see God. Adam's father followed nature. Abraham's second father, intellect. So one father followed the nature and the other father followed the direction in the intelligence. Let's make that perfectly correct. One father, the direction in the nature, the other father followed the direction in the intelligence. Yes. So now whoever has seen himself has seen his God. So the logic is this, that if you see yourself, you know that you could not create that marvelous creature, a human person with all the properties and faculties and properties and faculties of mind and soul or spirit that you have. You know you couldn't create anything like that. So the more you discover yourself, the more you are convinced that something did this. I couldn't do this. And this is no accident. That's something intended for me to be like I am, to have these abilities and to be this and to have this curiosity and to have this desire to know my performance in this world, to know my calling in this world, to know my purpose on this earth. Something has made me like this. Abraham went away from everything like Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, did, like many of the searchers did. He went away from everything, and he set out in the bare land, away from houses and people, and he began. He did it in the evening. He began to watch the heavens, and he saw the stars. He saw the rational mind wants to find consistency, and there is not consistency in different gods. There is consistency only in the one God, because the universe, the picture of matter, shows uniformity, shows consistency, shows universal law. Universal law. So he was looking for something that could support that universal theme for all matter, that universal unity for all matter. He was trying to find one that would be responsible for this system of matter that shows a unity of purpose and existence. A unity of purpose, an existence, and a system that held one system that held it all together. Transparency, struggle to see essence, true self. So what is the new expression now in higher intellectual circles, especially of the God-fearing people, God-fearing educated people? There is an expression, transparency. And an expression that says what we are striving for is transparency, to get rid of the physical picture and see the true essence, striving for its transparency. Not only does revelation have body, gross body, and transparency, but also the human person. You have gross body and transparency, and your transparency is the true you, not your gross body. So I mentioned my photo. They have my photo, but they don't have a picture of me. The true picture of me is to know me in my spirit, in my mind, and in my action. That's the true picture of me. And that's transparent. It's invisible. So when God says he made us in his image, it means that your true picture is not concrete. It's not physical. Your true picture is invisible, transparent. And he has given us of his attributes, like he's merciful. He has made us to be merciful, created us to be merciful. Like he's generous, he has created us to be generous. Like he's holy and does not accept corruption, he has made us to want holiness and to reject corruption. He has given us of his attributes. His intelligence, and all intelligence, and he has made us intelligent and to be intelligent. So business, paycheck, created potential. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayat 32. We raise some to command others. So paycheck is something to check pay. And what does check mean? Hold back, prevent progress. Now, you who get the paycheck, isn't it a way of containing you and your creativity, your productive potential? Isn't it a way of containing you as just a slave market, they call the labor market? But the man who has the bank check or the bank book, he writes his check. That isn't a paycheck, a bank check, a personal check, etc., right? So they bring us from slavery, and they bring us into what they call the modern industrial world. But their language still tells me that they have the same slave pattern, the same slave structure for me that they had before. But they have upgraded it. They have sophisticated their slave gig for containing me called paycheck. So we don't want paychecks. We want community. We don't want a paycheck. We'll take them as long as we have to. We don't want a paycheck. We want an Islamic community. We want industrial people, business people. We want people who have the courage to take the lead in the cultural life of their own community. We want people who will take the lead in the economic life of their own community and work hard to make their people less and less dependent on people who give them paycheck. Boss, no paycheck, only the masses. They say, are you on a fixed salary? God didn't create me to have my salary fixed. God says he multiplies and rewards. God created me with the ability to get more and more income. How come I have to be on a fixed salary? See the terminology? It is terminology, a slave master. The bosses don't have fixed salary. The industrialist is not on a fixed salary. They don't have paychecks. Who is this for? The masses. So isn't that reason enough to suspect this society? What do you want to do? Go back to them and continue to be their willing slave? Or are you going to tell them we have a new head on our body and is speaking with a human voice? It alerts, awakes, responsive, and responsible. So 12:1-40:40. The interfaith. The Quran, Surah 44, Ayat 1 to 59, or 159. Chapter 44 refers to 144 saints, or 1,000 saints. 12 times 12 is 144. The righteous are going to be universal. Don't bother yourself and do not bother me. You know I read that surah. I read the Holy Quran. And you know more than once. But I read that surah, and do you know the feeling I get before I was like two-thirds through that surah? That surah was based upon, or at least revolving about, around the sentiment of the Christian in the Bible and 144,000 saints. So I am sure the number 44 chapter, it has reference to that saying in the Bible. And of the Christian, then 144,000 will be saved. Spending will be the same. And 12 times 12 is what? 144. 144,000 is universal. That is what it is saying, that the righteous are going to be universal. That is what 144,000 says. They are going to be universal. They are not going to the local-minded, but global-minded, 12 p.m. and 12 a.m. They are in it 12 a.m. because they are the saints, are working with their brothers and sisters to make the world better. 144,000 will be the saints, or the stars. It means the saints too. So man, Satan, used him to get lifted up. So there was a big jinn who offered his assistance to King Solomon on him be peace. And King Solomon refused to accept his help that he offered. He was not comfortable with it. He had moral problems. So there is no jinn mentioned anywhere bigger than Satan himself. He is the biggest of all the jinn. And the answer is giving in scripture to your question. Satan seduced the original man out of his original nature, and he hasn't stopped working. So when he approached the man, he was nothing but a snake crawling on his belly. And he did not have anything to lift him up. But he said, once I get this man, through this man I'm going to be lifted up to heaven. So Satan is both the jinn and in the people. Nafs, people, means this life is motivated by kindness and goodness. Qawm, people, is the common work for people or human beings standing erect. Yes, sir, from the jinn and the people. But to Satan, the big jinn, he has not gotten into the people. He is both in the jinn and in the people. And the people, the Arabic word used for people, it does not just mean social community like we think people are. It means this life is motivated by kindness and goodness. So they promote kindness and goodness amongst people. So this is the Arab word for people. There are different Arabic words for people, such as qawm. Qawm in the common work for people or human beings standing erect. So the Satan, he does not want the bad people. He already have them. He wants good people. Those are the good people because they are the ones that are in the way of his plan. His plan is to discredit all authority, so that you do not have any authority. He does not even want you to believe in him. He just wants you to believe in nothing. Just reject all authority. Think you are free. And your own opinion, your own mind is all you need to rely on. Exactly. So through the good people, he can corrupt the world. He can corrupt the world. But if the good people are left to be armed with their natural righteousness, etc., he knows he is not going to be successful. But if you can get them, and you know the Satan, if you look at his challenge in Scripture, and for us in the Quran, Satan, that this creature you have made is not better than I am. And I am going to prove it. I'm going to defeat that what you want me to, you want me in him. You are going to help him, but I am going to defeat him. And he says only the ones that have committed themselves to you, those are the only ones I won't give. And what it means is this: only the ones that have been guided successfully to you, they have come unto your light. They have come into divine light. So these are the seers, but those who have not become seers. And I'm going to get every one of them, he said. Only your divine light can protect them. And look what he said. He is going to do according to the Quran, and the Bible is going to cause them to give up their righteousness and follow his plan for human life. Because when he suggests to Adam, the original human type, how he should think, all of us who brought that thinking or buying thinking or buying that kind of mental makeup or reason, we have now become his children. We are not the children and Adam anymore. We are not the children of Adam anymore. We are the children of Satan. And when you look at the conclusion of this world right now, where people, even our leaders, our government leaders, you look where mankind is now, how they were, Jesus Christ was trying to get them, Dr. Martin Luther King. No. Are they where Muhammad was trying to bring them? No. They are where Satan said he was going to take them. That is where they are, right where he said he's going to take them. So what that says, only a few will be saved. 144,000 will be the stars. That is not many out of the billions. We have 5 million. The Quran, Surah 44, Ayat 10, day brings a smoke. Pollution first starts in the heart and the mind of the people. So when it builds up, their people loses moral vision and let the world go. Don't care about the damage that the culture around you inflicts on yourself or your children. Hollywood brings out mind-crippling movies. Recording industry produces loud music to destroy your community. This pollution is waste from material accumulation. Autos, factories, the society has become so concerned about accumulating that it has lost all sight of this daily threat. Blacks, like a child neglecting your responsibility as a people when you let the Caucasian man check everything while you do nothing. The violence, the filth, moral deterioration, vandalism in the black community over the last 10 years done such damage to our community that it may take a generation or two to recover. The financial losses, human, moral, and youth losses are there. Civilized society has filtered everywhere that are filtering the things that come into the society. If the people see dirt on the filter, they stop those things from entering their environment, and they go and check the source of the dirt. Look at the violent, immoral film the evil mind manipulators have put into black minds and hearts even though you don't see them. They mentally and physically cripple your people, thus world and film, through world and film, words and film. So what happened when the rulers of society feel your community has become an enemy to them, or when they want your community for themselves? They let every destructive kind of thing come into your community, but they work secretly with each other to make sure that they and their children don't become destroyed by the things they are letting come into your community to destroy you and your children. Every kind of terrible, demoralizing, destructive thing is being allowed into the society. As a result, the society has a whole both Bible, pardon me, the society has a whole both Belalian and Caucasian has lost confidence in their leadership. So culture, when you follow cultural influences of this society, bad blindly, the fads, music, etc., they might be leading you like rats, dogs, no telling what your description might be. Cultural influences have power to lead, create creatures on a low level. They can catch and drive and draw you. Include yourself, your style of dress, include your style of dress, thinking pattern, style of your thoughts, style of activity, or the nature and the character of your activity. We are speaking philosophically from a rational point. So the cultural fabric feeds and protects the spirit of the people. So we are influenced mostly by the cultural atmosphere, the Great Revolution, the people first had to attack the cultural diseases. Drugs, antisocial behavior, crime, perversion, etc. The Quran, Surah 44, Ayat 54. The more attractive woman is the one with big eyes. A woman that's not deceitful. Wide-eyed means openness, clear conscience. Women is symbolic of society. Society that hides the inner nature is a bad society, distrustful. But a society that opens with the members of that society is an honorable, trustworthy society. The Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 3, signs in the heavens and the earth. So the world itself is evolving from a crude state to its full development. And then we have worlds of knowledge, the world of culture that are brought from crude state to their full development. Allah, Lord of all the world. If there is any culture that has risen up and became a mature culture, a full, healthy, sound culture, who did it? It wasn't Plato. It wasn't Aristotle. It wasn't any of those people. It was Allah who did it. Because they couldn't get that unless they got it by the way that Allah intended for his creatures to get it. And he intended for his creatures to get it from his son. He has put signs in all of his creation. And he has intended that they get it from his son. And if you have gotten anything from his son, that he give it to you, man had nothing until he had read the signs of God. Is that right? He had to read the signs of God before he could get anything. It can boast of having mathematical knowledge. How did they get it? Did you get it in the same way that any other mathematician had to get it, or did somebody taught it to you? And if you go back and see how he got it, and how he got it finally we will find a way. The first one got it. And he got it from the reading of the signs of Abba, the Creator, not the baby born in Bethlehem a long, long time before that. So the Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 1 to 4, signs in the universe instructing you. Universe signs for mine. The Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 1 to 4, signs in the universe instructing you. Man in the universe. So the focus is on human life. Man in the universe, human mind in the universe. That is what we mean by man. Man, if you look it up in the dictionary, it is plural. It means male and female, not just male. So when we say man in the focus that we have, religion, God's revelation, we are talking about the plural body that is male and female. So mind and the universe was made for each other. So man and the universe, that is what we are talking about. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the universe for the mind of the human being to engage. And in turn, as we seek to know what the universe says to our human mind, we get something to put or add to our perception of the universe and the thing inside the universe. So this engagement is like the universe is alive too. The universe is communicating to our minds, and our minds is communicating to the concept that we see, and the concept is growing. The universe is communicating to our mind, and our minds is communicating to the concept that we see, and the concept is growing. Your universe is changing. It's picture. It is just growing, growing. It is becoming a living thing with so many beautiful natures and beautiful identity that we never saw before because of our intelligence discovering these things. So it is an interaction. And then we take that knowledge and apply it to circumstances down here in the neighborhood. And that knowledge grows up the life of the neighborhood. It makes the community more beautiful, more intelligent, and more productive. So this is what we want. And this is what we are going to have. So this is where we are. I'm going to dwell on human identity much. And for so long, you are going to think that the human identity is the kutbah. So the Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 3 to 4, signs in heaven, earth, and yourself. Whatever is in the earth, I made it for you to take it and utilize it, make good use of it. It was God that did that. God sent the man, mind, looking up into the heavens for things that he could bring back down here and use. It was God that sent him into the sea to discover what's in the sea that could be brought back home into society for use. God sent him into the earth digging for treasure to see if he could discover something of use. It was God who said up there, I have placed utilities for you, useful things for you. And down here, I have put deposited useful things for you. And he said, and even in yourself, I have deposited useful things for you. And that's what science is. The science also of the human person, human autonomy, human psychology, human biology, blood, everything, eyes. Not a part of the human being that the science is not built upon. Hair, everything, respiration, breathing, everything. Who turned him on to that? You can't find any knowledge prior to the revelation telling man that in the heavens I have deposited useful things for your mind. for you to utilize? Muhammad, the Prophet, President, peace be upon him, said, the whole of creation is a field for research and study. That's what Muhammad, the Prophet, President, peace be upon him, taught. And he was just echoing what was put in the scripture before, or what had been revealed to him in the Quran from his Lord, our God, our Lord. The Quran, Surah 45, Ayah 3 to 6. Signs in the heaven yourself. Deuteronomy 6:13, fear the Lord thy God. To come home with it, God says. In the heavens they are signs, and in the earth they are signs. And as well as yourself, they are signs, right? Messages. That is what signs mean. That is what it is saying. That God speaks through his material world, creation. Not only through that, but he speaks through the material creation. And that is the original religion of man, a belief that there is a God over him, that he is accountable to, and that God communicates through his creation or through the material reality all about him. And they say in religion what? The beginning of faith or the beginning of obedience is fear. You have to fear the Lord. The commandment came in the Old Testament. Fear the Lord God. Isn't that what it says? And it says also that your first teacher, I believe, that's the way it is put, the way I remember it, maybe, I translated it myself. I can't recall now. It has been so long since I read the poison. Excuse me. It has been so long since I read that. So primitive religion. That's what I recall. Fear being your first teacher. So the original religion of man is a religion given to man by the Creator himself before revelation came. Before he revealed to man, he had already created man with a spirit, a soul, and a human makeup that recognizes that there was a superior over him, and that that superior communicated to him. And in that baby state of religion, or in that primitive, for want of a better word, he was innocent. He was not guilty. He was not a liar. Not a deceiver, no. He was an incorrect person. His religion was innocent. His religion was pure. His religion respected the order of the world, the natural order created by God. His religion respected that. So man, an extension of creation. Right now, we can study the history of the Indians in America, the so-called Native Americans. And you will find in their religion a lot of respect for the material world. So they are living proof that man in his early development as a religious person had strong attachments to the physical and natural world. Mother Earth, we may say, and the environment beyond this is El Islam. We must say, God as a creator understands our existence as an extension of creation. God created an extension as extensions of creation that should not disagree with the God-given design and purpose for creation. So this world that God created is expressive. Okay, how expressive is it? Am I holding you too long here? Bide your time. So the Quran, Surah 45, Ayah 3, signs in the heaven in yourself. So to the picture is on the intellect. But before the mind can be cultivated, feed, digest the world. You know that's what God created the human mind to do, digest the whole world. Now, you can't understand what I'm talking about when I say digest. There's a little publication out there, been out a long time, very excellent one, Reader's Digest. Yes, God created the human brain, the human intellect, to digest the whole world. The whole world of matter created things. That's why in the Quran it says that in the heavens you will find signs, ayat, and in the earth signs, ayat, and also in yourself or in what between heaven and earth, ayat. Ayat verses in the Quran. Now, what is ayat? It is a verse of the Quran. Ayat, the word is in print. That's what it is. Ayat is one ayat, many verses. So what is God saying? Using the same term exactly, not a different one, same term, that he has to identify this writing, this print in this book. He used to tell you what you should be perceiving when you are looking at the external world and yourself as a matter. You are looking at ayat. Now, if I want to read this ayat, it's from God. These are from God, directly from God. I want to read these because they came from God. And then God tells me everything. You see out there is ayat. Now, the sun came directly from God, too, before the revelation did. And the moon and all the stars. The wind, the storm, the water, everything, life, death, all created by God as well as my own self that made those people scientific. The revelation came to them like this. It made them scientific. It directed them to study the order of the sky and the earth and all life, including their own selves, and extract from it ilma, the science, and the knowledge, and rahmah, and the mercy that God wants to extend to his human creatures by way of enlightenment. We are going to round this up now. Yes, it's almost four. So everything is all right. So we want to know our own self. Know your own self. Isn't that what the Nation of Islam came to tell us? Get a knowledge of yourself. Know that if you keep pursuing a knowledge or ourselves, eventually we will come to realize that, no, we ain't no gods. We can't do a marvelous creation like this. We can't do a marvelous creation like this. We are no gods. Now let me say something, brothers. You never got the sisters to believe that you were God. Yes, sisters, I know. We are far enough away from the problem days to tell them that now. They can take it now. Never got those sisters to believe you were God. I knew my mother. I knew my father, my mother. She believed her teacher, Mr. Farad, was God. But she did not believe anybody else was God, not even her husband. No, indeed. And she let him know, too. If he came down on her like a god, she let him know, you ain't my god now. Just a minute, honey. You ain't my god. Remember what the Savior said. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, it's something. It's marvelous experience we have lived. I wouldn't exchange it for the world. No, Allahu Akbar. God is my witness. I often thank him for not letting me be born in Africa. I thank him for not letting me be born in Saudi Arabia. I thank him for not letting me be born in Pakistan, Egypt, Iran, or any of those places. I thank him for not letting me be born in the church or in the synagogue. Or I thank him for letting me be born while it's the Mahmood. Transparent struggle to see essence. So what is the new expression now in higher intellectual circles, especially of the God-fearing people, God-fearing educated people? There is an expression, transparency, and an expression that says what we are striving for is transparency, to get rid of the physical picture and see the true essence, striving for its transparency. Man in the image of God, transparency is true self. Genesis 1, 26 to 27, God created man in his image. Not only does revelation have body, gross body, and transparency, but also the human person. You have gross body and transparency, and your transparency is the true you, not your gross body. So I mentioned my photo. They have my photo, but they don't have a picture of me. The true picture of me is to know me in my spirit, in my mind, and in my action. That's the true picture of me. And that transparency is invisible. So when God says he made us in his image, it means that your true picture is not concrete. It's not physical. Your true picture is invisible, transparent. And he has given to us of his attribute, like he's merciful. He has made us to be merciful, created us to be merciful. Like he's generous, he has created us to be generous. Like he's holy, he does not accept corruption. He has made us to want holiness and reject corruption. He has given us of his own attributes, his intelligence, and all intelligence, and he has made us intelligent to be intelligent. Salakallahu ladeen. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host, Elihu Bey, for this evening. We thank New Africa Excellent Murad Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us. We will continue this next Thursday at 7 p.m. Next Wednesday at 7 p.m. and next Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means if it please God. Thank you. May God guide us and strengthen us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.